I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The European Union has approved a partial ban on Russian oil imports. The sanctions package also disconnected Russia's largest banks from the international SWIFT banking system. All these measures aim to cut off funding for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association says many Russian citizens have already lost their jobs, especially those who worked for Western firms.
I think in the middle of recognizing the brutality of what Putin is doing and legislating this war, we shouldn't group the Russian people in with the Russian leadership. There are many faithful Bible-teaching churches in Russia who are faithfully doing everything they can to minister to those suffering.
For Russians living outside Moscow especially, the sanctions have taken a toll. Praise God for the faithfulness of these Russian churches, and please pray for an end to the invasion. Over 23 million people are experiencing severe hunger in Kenya, Somalia, and Ethiopia, aid groups say. East Africa faces the worst drought in 40 years. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has disrupted food imports as well. Global Disciples works with Christian business leaders in the region. Galen Burkholder says,
so we have been partnering with them in providing immediate food relief through a generosity fund, but we have also been working through a number of our staff members who are involved in Farming God's Way, which is a no-till method for people to do hand-powered farming in small plots.
Global Disciples workers help people raise ducks, collect honey, or even harvest tilapia if there's enough water. It's a big opportunity to share the gospel as well. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. I'm Todd Morris.